Benny Wenda, the chairman of the United Liberation Movement for West Papua, said the three rebel armies have agreed to unite under the ULM's banner. Politically and militarily, we are united now, a statement reads. The international community can now see without a doubt that we are ready to take over our country. Camellia Webb-Gannon, an expert on West Papua at the University of Wollongong, told Australia's ABC the announcement marks a significant change. For the first time, she said, the armed wing has said we are going to answer to the political movement. But RNZ Pacific reports that one of the three groups, the West Papua Liberation Army, declared it was not part of the ULM and described Benny Wenda's statement as fabrications and lies. Last December, fighters from the West Papua Liberation Army massacred 16 Indonesian construction workers building a highway through the Central Highlands, which triggered a military response from Indonesia that's displaced tens of thousands of people in Induga Regency. RNZ Pacific also reports that the push to unify the rebel groups under civilian control came from Vanuatu, the ULM's biggest international sponsor. Vanuatu will not attend a meeting in Auckland, New Zealand next week, sponsored by Indonesia. Jakarta is paying expenses for Pacific countries to attend what it calls a business and trade exposition that's part of its diplomatic effort to quash regional support for West Papua. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.